Buzz, good morning. It's with a heavy heart we talk about sport today. Mate. Dino said during an ad break it's hard to be upbeat today. And
oh, it is, Ray. It's a weekend when the sporting scoreboard is sort of irrelevant, isn't it? Mm. You know, and hearing that news yesterday while the footy was on, mate, it's just heartbreaking. It really is, but. I guess in times like this, you know, we need, and it was like during COVID, we need sport, don't we, to sort of take our minds off things. But mate, it was just horrific. And yeah, the Australia's really hurting this morning.
Absolutely,
isn't it? Buzz, as difficult as it is, we are here to talk some sport. So we will get into that. You've written your column, as always, compelling reading. What's the buzz in the Sunday Telegraph, and one of your feature stories in there is about Jason Demetro going to visit young Lachlan Ilias in hospital.
Yeah, he's a really, really impressive young man, Lachlan Ilias, Bulldog. I spoke to him on Friday, and he just got out of hospital. He had a 40-centimetre metal rod put in his right leg to repair the tibia bone. He's got screws in the ankle and knee to hold it together, and one of the first guys into the Mater Hospital in North Sydney after 3 hours of surgery was his coach, Jason Demetrio, who had sacked him from the NRL team 3 weeks earlier. And it was very, very special. And I think it shows the care that JD has for his players. I think they turned up for him last night, didn't they? But I was so impressed with young Lachlan when I spoke to him. He's had a horrible run, this broken leg, illegal play, late tackle after a kick, and dropped from the side, 23 years of age. My goodness, he's mentally tough. He was in good headspace. And all he wanted to do was thank people for the support that has been around him. And he said he'll be back. He loves South Sydney. He doesn't want to go anywhere else, even though there is a shortage of halfbacks around the league, and he'd probably get a start elsewhere. But it was really, really encouraging to speak to such a strong young man about an injury setback and taking it on board, but just dealing with it in the manner in which he has. And it was a really nice interview.
Yeah, you can sense he'll be back. Bigger and better and playing great footy in first grade. Wish him the best. Hey Buzz, we had Phil Blake on a little early, and he was talking about how back in his day when he was such a superstar at Manly and then South Sydney, effectively he didn't have a manager and he used to do all his contract talks himself. Adam Dewey is a bit of a throwback to a bygone era. He's going to manage himself.
Terrific player, Adam Dewey, too. He's the second longest serving player at the West Tigers, and he's only been there since 2020.
Wow, that's some turnover.
He was managed by Sam Ayoub. Of course, he's crook. I think he had his third ACL tear he's dealing with and in rehab, hopes to be back round 17. But you're right, mate. He's a really intelligent dude, Adam Dewey, and he's already spoken to Shane Richardson and Benji Marshall about next year. He would love to stay at the West Tigers. He's very excited about what's happened there, albeit early days in the NRL. But he understands they're in a much stronger position around the halves than they were last year or in previous years. So he's hoping to stay, but if he doesn't, you know what he's going to do? He's going to pick up his mobile phone. He's going to get some contact numbers for recruitment people at other clubs, and he'll do the business himself. And good on him. Good on him.
Buzz,
hey, Dog, there's something I wanted to raise with you. What are your thoughts on Golden Point?
I said to Ray before, I love Golden Point, Buzz. I love the drama, the excitement and the atmosphere. But I must be honest, after 90 minutes yesterday, I was more than comfortable to see both those sides who had given so much walk away with something.
I don't mind, you know, having an extra 10 minutes or whatever. But Dog, yesterday was hit up, hit up, hit up, hit up, hit up. Five of them, right? Then kick. Hit up, hit up, hit, kick, right? Why can't we try golden try? Please tell me. Encourage some. Every other rule change we've had in rugby league in recent times has been about making the game faster and more attractive. And yesterday, mate, it was just a little slog out. You know, it's a lottery, these field goals, you know.
The only problem I got with Golden Try, Buzz, is that you play under a set of rules for the first 80 minutes, and then that set of rules changes for the ensuing 10 minutes, i.e. that you cannot kick for goal, nor can you kick for field goal. That's my only problem. You're going to have two sets of rules in the one game.
Sorry, Bulldog.
I said, Buzz, the problem I have with Golden Try is that you would play under one set of rules for the first 80 minutes and then a second set of rules for the ensuing 10 minutes because you can't kick a field goal or a goal.
Well,
so you've got two sets of rules in the one game.
What about this, Buzz and Dino? What about if you can still get a field goal, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's the end of Golden Point? So the Golden Point goes for the duration. And
well,
if
it's
you
extra
score,
time then.
If you score a try in that time, then you win the game.
You could do that.
What do you think, Buzz? We might have lost Buzz there, I think. I think we have. Yeah, what about that, Dino?
Yeah, it's worth debating.
So if you do actually score a try in that period, then you do win the game. Then it stops in.
Stops
but
in.
If you get a field goal and you hang on to that for the duration of Golden Point, so be it.
You could kick a field goal to get ahead and then just cling on for dear life.
Yeah. So,
A lot of people don't like Golden Point, right? They just like the fact that it's... it's not so much new age. It's been around probably for 15, 20 years now. But you know, a lot of people are okay with... A good old-fashioned draw.
To Buzz's point, though, it's hit up, get field position, have a shot.
Correct.
And so there's no adventurous play with the ball, very rarely. But maybe that's the way we could look at it, that you go for the field goal. Sure, no, do whatever you want. You can go for a field goal and get it, but that doesn't end the game.
Give you the victory.
You've got to go through the rest of the Golden Point. But if you score a try, then you call full-time because you've got that Golden Try. What do you think? What do you think, Dino?
Yeah, it's worth considering. It's worth considering.
We're trying to get Buzz back on the line because there's a couple more things we want to talk to him about.
There was one I wanted to talk
about.
Hopefully
you're there, Buzz. I'm not sure if you heard that.
Sorry, mate. Technical difficulties.
Yeah,
but
no
I'm
dramas.
Back.
You're not good at this kind of thing, are you, Phil?
I'm not, Dean.
No, fair
I'm
enough.
Not.
Buzz, we're talking. Well, we'll try to get you back on. What if you can still go for a field goal and get a point ahead? But that doesn't mean it's the end of Golden Point. You play out Golden Point unless you do get that golden try, so to speak.
Yeah, I just want to see something different, Ray. We've got to encourage more than hit ups and kicks. That's all it was yesterday, you know, and it happens all the time. And, you know, if Manly had travelled all that way yesterday to be beaten by a field goal even, you know, after having, I guess they were ahead by 8, it's their fault they even went to Golden Point, you know.
Buzz, what do you make of the situation at South? To me, clearly the players put in for Jason Demetrio last night. I don't think that's in question. However, rugby league is about winning and South Sydney ultimately didn't win.
No, they didn't win, but you're 100% right. They played brave. They finished up with, one player on the bench and they lost their great captain at halftime, Cameron Murray. I thought they showed so much ticky. You look, they probably had $4 million of salary cap missing, didn't they? Latrell, Campbell Graham, Jai Arrow, Damien Cook, Lachlan Ilias. So they played tough. Look, I think the Rabbitohs are going to temporarily now stand by Jason Demetrio. I think last night's performance showed that the players will turn up for them. But the bottom line here for him, the bottom line is, Bulldogs, they still conceded 34 points. They still missed 45 tackles. And I guess you put that down to the chaos of, you know, losing their winger and having to rearrange the side. So they were out there under enormous duress last night. And you know what? They were still in the football game in the last 10 minutes. So
is that your mail, Buzz, that Demetrio won't be sacked as...
That is my mail, but who will temporarily hang on. I think they're going to give him now Melbourne and Penrith. And if things go really ugly there, look, I think they'll make a move. We've had all those names mentioned, Meninga, Madge, Sam Burgess, Wayne Bennett. So I think last night's performance has bought them some time. I think every member, every fan walked out of that stadium last night with a little bit of hope. for what's ahead. But there's still significant time off getting Latrell back, getting Jai Arrow back, getting Campbell Graham back. I don't think Damien Cook should have been dropped, by the way. Mm-hmm. But I think he's got to stay a proceedings pup.
Yeah, no, it's
a stay of execution.
No, fair call. Hey, Buzz, there's plenty of clubs lining up to try and lure Katoni Staggs to them. Are the Broncos still the favourites?
I think the Broncos are the favourites, Ray, but as everyone knows, they've got their own very significant salary cap issues. And you go through that side that Kerry Walters has got at the moment, and you start off with Reece Walsh recently being promoted to $1.2 million deal. Ezra Mam is now on really big money. Adam Reynolds is going around again next year on Bitcoin. Patrick Carrigan and Payne Haas would nearly be on a combined $2 million. So something, somewhere has to give. They've also got Selwyn Cobbo coming off contract. I cannot possibly see the Broncos keeping both Staggs and Cobbo. I don't think it's possible. Obviously, the Dolphins, just being across town, about half an hour, 40 minutes away, would be favourites. They have cap space. But there are a couple of clubs in Sydney, 100,000 from losing Josh Schuster. The Roosters are losing. No. There's clubs in Sydney with cash, and I think they're going to make it very difficult for both the Broncos and the Dolphins in regards to negotiations with those two players.
That's a tough call, isn't it, Buzz and Dino? Cobbo or Staggs? Only keep one of them. What would you do? Gee. Both stars.
Look, they've got an extra year with Staggs, I think. But that's what the salary cap's all about. And we have seen at Penrith for 3 or 4 years now, if you're a successful NRL franchise, if you're playing grand finals or finishing top four, it is next door to impossible to keep all your great players together. And, you know, you look at how Canterbury have cashed in on that, you know, the signings of Kickow, Burton, Crichton, et cetera. And, you know, they've lost players to other clubs as well, Jerome Luai next year. So, welcome Broncos to, you know, salary cap pressure. Yeah. It comes from making the grand final last year.
Buzz, Mark has texted in, makes a valid point about the golden point debate. He says here, it is up to the coaches and players to play differently. Is that a valid point, Phil, in that are you changing the rules because of the hit-ups, but should it be on the coaches to change their style? I mean, there's nothing stopping them throwing it around, Buzz.
Yeah, one of my great frustrations of NRL, as much as the game's in really great shape, is that coaches would rather not take a risk than take one. And I saw so many opportunities in that last 10 minutes for the football to be, like, neither side could really get into a field goal position, Bulldog. They couldn't get, because they were just these simple forwards or centres just taking the ball forward. Had they spread the football, they would have made some meterage, but they would not risk dropping the football.
Yep, no, it's a valid
point. I just want to encourage that sometimes we've got to tinker with rules to encourage coaches to, you know, have a go. And yeah.
No, I see where you're coming from. Hey, Buzz, two games to complete this weekend's round at 4:05 p.m. Tigers take on the Dragons. At 6:15 p.m. is the Raiders and the Titans. How do you see them?
This terrific game up at Campbelltown, isn't it? I would normally, the way these two clubs have performed in previous years, wouldn't normally not have a lot of interest in this football game, but they've both been better than we expected this year. Much, much better. Suburban footy, back to Campbelltown. Can't wait.
Buzz, let me interrupt. Sorry. As of yesterday, there was less than 1,000 tickets sold. I think the ground holds about 18. So just adding to your theory of it being a terrific afternoon in Sydney Southwest, I think you can anticipate a raucous and big crowd.
Yeah, great. And wouldn't you rather 18,000 at Campbelltown than 18,000 at a call any day of the week? Jammed in, beautiful. I think the Dragons can upset them here. I really do. But it'll be go down to the wire. And the Raiders, they're going to be far too strong for Desi and the Titans down in the national capital.
Yeah, no, I think you might be on the money. Hey, Buzz, appreciate your thoughts as always on a Sunday morning. Enjoy today's games and we'll talk next week.
Good on you, fellas.
Thanks,
talk
Buzz.
Soon.
There's Cheers Phil. Now.